Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with multiple best-selling author, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how are you doing today?
I am doing great, Kit, and I hope all the listeners are as well. You know, we get a lot of different emails and calls from listeners each and every week, and they are fascinated with all the different avenues that exist in the financial world, more than just putting money into a 401k or investing in stocks, bonds, mutual fund, isn't it?
It's so true. Now, when we're talking about this really does bring up a good question of how much do you allot to various investment strategies? Now, as we get closer to retirement, we're looking at moving from the accumulation phase to the preservation phase. So you've got a pie chart right here called the Scheduled Income Portfolio System. It's got three thirds here. What are these thirds?
Yeah, now this ties in with the investment philosophy that I keep, and that's to make sure as people get into the financial red zone, which is 10 years out of retirement or into retirement, that they don't run out of money and they have money that's always growing and always coming out for them, that never have to worry about where the next paycheck's going to come from. Keep in mind, once you reach retirement, now you're in a phase of 30 to 40 years of unemployment. Otherwise known as retirement. In other words, there's no paycheck anymore coming from work. The money has to come from what you've put aside, plus Social Security, of course.
And so many people don't think about the fact that it could be 30 years because people are living longer.
Kid, it could be 50 years. Whew. Picture that, retiring at 65 and living 50 years, even longer than you were in working life. So picture a triangle, a pyramid, so to speak. And you know, when the Egyptians built those pyramids back in the day, what was the biggest part of the pyramid?
It was the foundation.
Right? Because and they have sandstorms out there and wind blows and all the other things happen. And the pyramids survived over the years because a very solid and very concrete base where nothing was going to push that pyramid over. Picture a pyramid that had the small top on the bottom. I don't think that would have lasted too long.
No, an ice cream cone in the
desert. That's right. It would have melted and it would have got toppled. But all right, so the bottom part of the pyramid, the foundation of your financial pyramid, needs to be something called a structured income plan. And a structured system of safe investments designed to give you a personal pension you cannot outlive. And if set up correctly, that pension will stream out two or three or four different checks over the course of your lifetime to help you combat the cost of living increases that exist, which are known as inflation. So once we build that, and I'm going to talk about this, the scheduled income portfolio system in a minute that builds into that structured income plan. But the middle part of the pyramid is your estate growth and protection. That's tax planning, that's life insurance, long-term care, and certain annuities to protect your estate from tumbling over. Again, the middle part of the pyramid is really secure too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Then the capstone, the top part, managed investments. Those are options that allow you to participate in the markets with emphasis on principal protection and having, you know, in other words, maybe some dividend stocks and maybe taking some gambles because you already know you've got your foundation established. And if you lose the top, you still got the basic part of the pyramid.
So you have the opportunity to maybe get a little bit more somewhere down the line.
And the very tip top of that, you can invest in some speculative things if you want. And a lot of people as they get older don't want to lose money, but you could make a whole lot of money if you take the right gambles. So you should not ever gamble until you have the base and the middle established. But after that, you may be able to gamble a little bit to have the chances of getting a real good return in the future. But keep in mind, that's money you better be ready to lose. And a lot of people say they can afford to lose money until they lose it, and then they say they didn't really want to lose that money.
Well, there's a difference between being able to lose it and wanting to lose it.
Well, I don't want to lose it, and I don't want to lose any money, and I sure don't want to lose clients' money. That's why we build, again, the bottom of the pyramid, the scheduled income portfolio system. Picture a circle and divide that circle into three equal parts. The first part is growth. Your money's in a growth plan, trying to grow. Mm-hmm. And then you have immediate income, which gives you income for each month for the rest of your life. And then you have deferred income. That's money that's growing for future income that will help you, again, combat inflation. And there are financial vehicles available today that will allow you to do all this and take the worry out of living in retirement. And that's the number one concern people have, is outliving money. If there was a way where you could have a system that would guarantee you wouldn't run out of money in retirement, matter of fact, would increase that money, would you like to hear about it? Of course, kid, you want to hear about it. But a lot of times, people that are motivated by Wall Street will not tell you about this because they are compensated by keeping your money at risk. And money at risk does not fit in and does not meet the qualifications for a scheduled income portfolio system. So if you have all your money at risk and someone's telling you that money at risk is going to give you a retirement income, you need to put a stop sign up and get a second opinion as quick as you can. Luckily, we have financial coaches nationally. If you're hearing this show, they are local right in your area. 800-604-1099 is the number to call if you want your very own scheduled income portfolio system designed for you based on your life, based on your numbers. This is vitally important. No cost or obligation. At least you can see what it could mean for you. Again, 800-604-1099 is the number to call. Folks, it's probably the best call you could make.
Exactly. If you have any questions about your pyramid of investment, if you are not sure that you've got a solid enough foundation, or if you're worried that you may have an ice cream cone in the desert, you need to get in touch with a local financial coach today. Again, the number is 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
We take this brief time out for a Financial Safari quiz question. An advisor tells you he can guarantee you a 20% return on your investment. You should do what? A. Sign on the dotted line. B. Ask for some literature about the investment. Or C. Run in the other direction. The correct answer? C. Beware whenever someone combines the word guarantee with a return that high. There's no such investment that can do that. Don't walk, run the other way.
Our news clip this week comes from Fox Business, where they're talking about some changes to a family favorite.
And Walt Disney World is going to cost you more. Starting next week, it will charge up to $124 for one-day visits during the busiest day of the year. Peak season includes spring break, much of summer, and late December. At Disney's three other parks, it'll cost a touch less, $114 a person. They're still very expensive, and Disney hoping the move will spread out demand at its crowded parks.
So, this is an unfortunate thing for all those vacationers out there, I guess.
Yeah, I was talking about this the other day with some family buddies I know who take their children there, you know, once a year or so. Mm-hmm. And I remember way back in the day when we had the 35mm or 110, I think, maybe even the Polaroid cameras. When my parents would take us to Disney, I would take a picture of that sign, the price list, right outside. And I remember it was like $35 for the first picture. I can't find these pictures, by the way. I was looking for them. I don't know. Who knows what happens when you move away from home, right? I think exactly. Everything gets sold on eBay, or the parents just throw it away or donate it to, or sell it at a yard sale or donate it to charity. But we're talking about now, that's the entrance fee to get into the park. We're not talking about anything else, like what it costs once you get in.
Oh, yeah.
You're basically paying to get in so you can pay a lot more once you get in there.
Exactly.
Especially the kids, because you know, all the food and the souvenirs and all that kind of stuff. So, plus they try to sell you timeshares when you're in there, by the way. You get too captive in there. So it is just, it's an expensive trip, but it's one that many people are doing because I've watched Disney stock skyrocket, and it's definitely not hurting their stock to raise prices. One of the things that Disney's done, though, is they figured out off-peak weeks at the park, like in February, and even sometimes late January when kids are back at school. And they've had meetings and said, how can we get the park to fill up on times when no one's going to be here or not usually here? They've come up with, they have a Disney Princess Marathon now. It's half marathon. It's 13.1 miles. And I know because my wife went to it this year and ran in it. So, and she said it was packed. There were thousands, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people there. And that used to be at a time in February, you go to the park and walk through and go on the rides with not waiting in line. And not anymore.
And then they had the wine and
they've got the wine and food festival, which is a ripoff. That would give you a little glass of wine in a little plastic cup.
It gets you to walk around the entire world showcase.
But they do. They're constantly doing things, and that's, you know, when you think about it, change is a good thing. They've changed in the right way, and they haven't done things stupid. Obviously, they're making money. Yeah. And when we parallel this to the investment world, there are some people out there that are doing well, and they've got a comfortable retirement lined up, and they're doing the right thing with their money. And when you peel back the onion, many people have a good coach on their side telling them how to, you know, not put all their eggs in one basket and get the right plan. And folks, if you're listening to the show, we have a national network of financial coaches. There's one right in your area. If you call that national hotline, you'll be directed right to your local coach. No cost or obligation. That's their promise to you as a radio listener. They'll meet with you and help you put together your very own income and retirement plan. Make sure you're not taking too much risk when we get to retirement. But the number to call is 800-604-1099.
That'll put you in contact with your local financial coach located all around the country. The number again is 800-604-1099. It's a small world after all, here on the Financial Safari.